December 2011, the Doug Steffen Good Way, Good Day Way, Way Day, Hoo Hey, Way, Hoo Ha.
Hoo Ha?
Yeah, Hoo Ha.
Hoo Ha.
Hoo Ha. We have Roberta and her Queen of Cheap Deals, including one from Old Navy that you will love.
Hoo Ha.
Restaurant.com deals today. Free things for you. We're in service to you, and we'll take care of that business about a half hour from right now with our Queen of Cheap visit. Jennifer is going to bring us up to date on latest news from the world of television. How's Simon doing? He says we have to retool X Factor.
They sure
we'll
do.
Get to that. Yeah, they certainly do. The joy and the memories and the brightness of this time of year. Pretty much anybody, if you have a business of your own, unless you're in service to people at this time of year, hopefully some folks have bought gift certificates. Remember, I've been talking off and on through this whole season about buying things, creating things that are American.
Mm-hmm.
And that's especially important when we learn things like what we are learning this week about the Chinese and the fact that all the printers and electronic equipment, computers and things that are made over there are coming with these spy connections.
Yeah,
so
forget
that
they were controlling thermostats.
Right. In the
Chamber of
Commerce.
In people's offices. You know how I killed
well,
them?
I'm so sick.
The backstory here is that the Chamber of Commerce Association was infiltrated by Chinese hackers.
Uh-huh.
And the Chinese government, of course, is playing stupid. They asked
right.
the Chinese consulate here and the embassy, and they're like, we have no knowledge of it.
Right. We know nothing. Sergeant Schultz.
They watched these hackers for a few months to try and be able to assess what they were accessing, what they were stealing, and what they were doing with it before they were able to shut it down. It looks like it was about 6 months that they had access to.
But they knew what was going on.
But it was so deep that they were controlling the thermostat in a townhouse owned by the Chamber of Commerce on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
And that one of their printers just spontaneously started printing with Chinese characters on it. Apparently,
buy
somebody
American.
Accidentally hit the print button from over
you
in China.
American, that's a solution. You're looking for gift solutions?
Mm-hmm.
Solution is don't buy Chinese. Let's
see, I'll tell you
anything.
A couple, because my friend is actually doing an all-American Christmas. Isn't that cool?
Good, yep.
And Yankee Candle Company is
yes.
an American company. So
yeah, they're
right.
headquartered out
in the Mid-Atlantic area.
Well, they actually have their headquarters now are in Deerfield.
Right.
Massachusetts, up along the Connecticut River
yep.
on Route 5. A big, mm-hmm. big, it's like a great big warehouse. You go in, and people, the fragrances when you go into this place, out of this world.
Oh,
everything
I bet.
You can
oh, yeah.
imagine.
I was just in the candle aisle yesterday at Target, and I was like, oh, yeah. God, it smells so good.
Yeah, I just got a marshmallow peppermint Yankee Candle.
Ooh.
So good. Okay, but the other company, American Rag, is good. And this is the one I didn't know, Keurig. The one that does the coffee singles, which I use, and I always
I
think
just
they're
bought one from
they're,
my wife.
They're awesome. I absolutely am drinking a
oh,
cup
good.
Of it right now, and I think it's expensive, but now I know why. It's made in America, and so now I'm going to be happily pay a little bit more for my Keurig.
Also, I bought my son a toy that connects double roller coaster. It's kind of like Legos, but it's more architectural type thing, and you build this roller coaster, the rails, and the whole thing. Made in America.
Yep. Sorry. Right.
But listen to this, Doug.
Yes, Rich.
The new or the new this the CEO of the Chamber
yeah.
of Commerce
mm-hmm.
says it's nearly impossible to keep people out. The best thing you can do is have something to that tells you when they get in.
Hmm.
Can you
some
imagine?
Warning. Yeah. This is, but again, we have to really. This you talk about waging war. I don't even like the term, but these people are waging some horrible thing with
well,
us.
What they're
so
doing
we need
here,
to be doing something. That's
what
smart.
They're doing here is they're trying to see what we're talking about with regard to Asian
business.
Policy, as far as trade agreements and whatnot.
Yeah.
There's no real trade secrets in the Chamber of Commerce websites.
No.
But there or emails, but there are policy conversations.
You know, this fellow who was, what was his name, Bradley Manning, the WikiLeaks leaker, who supposedly was aiding the enemy, what he's done. A lot of this information, by the way, is coming through, if you didn't know this, that he's classified, so-called classified documents that were leaked and non-WikiLeaks. You find a lot of information out there about what we know the Chinese are doing, and the average person doesn't know. This was being kept secret because they didn't. These people who are in charge of the power, whoever the elite, they don't want to mess up the relationships that they have. And a great example of that is Walmart. They have such ties to Chinese businesses that if all of these things that have come out about what we know, what we actually know the Chinese are capable of doing, we find these things out, the news media stumbles on these things, and then everybody says, my God, look at what they're doing. What can they possibly be able to do? If you go through the WikiLeaks leaks from the last 2 or 3 years, or the last 2 years, whenever this all started, you find page after page after page after page of information that was a secret that the government had, knowing what the Chinese were doing, but they don't let anybody know because they don't want to offend the Chinese.
Last year, the U.S.
That's
intelligence...
Right. This guy shouldn't go to jail. He should be given a pay grade increase or an honorable discharge and let him go out and show people how to do this. This whole thing is another thing that sends me into the ozone. All the information we learned from WikiLeaks, most of it helps us understand who our real friends are. Excuse me, Rich. Go ahead.
Last month, the U.S. counterintelligence chief issued a very blunt critique of China and basically saying that China is the world's most active and persistent perpetrators of economic espionage.
Yeah, because it's to their benefit. They can't invent anything. The only thing they've been able to invent is this kind of stuff. That is, and I'm not even sure that they invented this. I was told, tell me if I'm right or wrong, whether you can find it in your research or not. Those of you who follow this carefully will know that much of what they're using in terms of technology or what the how to develop it was from someplace else. And they just take it and they put it all together. But they didn't come up with the spyware.
Yeah,
the spyware comes from Israel, in fact, or other places that are developing this stuff. The Chinese do not have the capability.
They are blatantly stealing patents.
They just steal.
Selling it, right, yeah.
Steal.
Yeah, and who is it? One of the GOP presidential campaign candidates is really, is it Romney?
Anyways, what? Finish the sentence. What are we?
Is
what?
Really onto this? Is like this is one of their. I can't remember who it is.
No, I think it's actually Huntsman.
It might
be the Chinese ambassador.
It might be Huntsman.
I think
yeah.
it was Huntsman.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're saying, listen, people, I don't think you understand.
No, you
we
don't
need
understand.
To. We need to penalize them.
We need to stop
for what they're stealing. They're stealing
Chinese
billions
stuff.
And billions in information.
These factories that. Are providing you with all this cheap junk merchandise you're going to buy for your children or for your wife or your husband or your friends. Give it up and do something that's really worthwhile.
Yeah, that's easy to say, though.
Well, it is easy to do if you think it. If you really put some thought behind what you're doing.
If you want to buy a computer, how do you buy an American-made computer?
You know what? I think
if you want to buy a cell phone,
Israeli-made. I think there are Israeli-made computers.
Find it.
I don't know. Go look and see. I don't know. If it isn't, then it ought to be. Something. I mean, we're just giving all of this to these guys? Why?
Because we don't want to spend the extra $500.
Are the ones who get it in the shorts.
I talked to a woman at a mommy blogger conference I went to a few months back who makes clear backpacks because inner city schools, a lot of times, is security. They want the kids to have these clear backpacks so as they walk in, they can just kind of easily check and see what's going on. So she wanted to make these backpacks for kids. Yeah. She tried and tried and tried to find somebody who could manufacture them within the United States.
Well,
the best price she could find was more per backpack they would charge her than what she sells it for retail.
It's because we don't have a grasp. One of the things that also I'm looking at while I'm here in El Paso, this is the immigration problem capital of the world, or at least of America. This is a this place is a real problem for illegals. And so... I'm looking at, there's a story about jobs and Americans, and what Americans want to do and what they don't want to do. And it just, I look at these things and I think to myself, what is the matter? What has happened to us? What has happened to you that you will not accept a job because it is beneath your dignity? And we made it so easy for you to collect from us. And this whole business that they're trying to pass this instead of a 2-month extension of the payroll tax cut, a whole year. Well, embedded in that are about 40 different programs, including an extension of the unemployment benefits for people who say they can't find a job. There are, I'm looking at the local newspaper here, there are thousands of jobs here, thousands of jobs everywhere. What is the matter with us that we allow ourselves to be hoodwinked by people who are screwing us? And I say that literally because there are plenty of, you know them and I know them, people who are collecting unemployment and they have jobs getting paid under the table. You know it and I know it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for us to wake up to a lot of these things. And there are a couple of contenders for the presidency that seem to have that on their mind. And I think we ought to pay more attention to those people. You know, the you're right, Richie. The Chinese-made flat screen, hard to find them made anyplace else. No question about that. But there are a lot of, if you want to help American business, how many owner-run restaurants are there in your community? How many of you have offered got a gift certificate for those restaurants to give to your friends or people at work? I'm not talking about the big national chains. I'm talking about supporting the hometown
mom and pops.
Mom and pops.
And you know what
diners.
You can do to help yourself?
Restaurant.com.
Roberta, there it is. Roberta, yeah.
Restaurant.com. Right now, they've got the $25 gift certificates for only $1. It's a good way to explore some of your local restaurants run by the mom and pops. That way, you know.
If you go to restaurant.com, it will have, and you put in your zip code, it will have a list of the restaurants that they.
So that really helps a lot of you who are looking for that sort of thing. All right, so Roberta is going to have that story for us in about 15 minutes and other things that are cooking here as usual. We are cooking. The gas is up. The heat is on. What's that song?
Glenn Frey, The Heat Is On.
Right, that's it, right.
From Miami Vice.
It's 18 after on Good Day.
Good things come to those who wait, like Macy's last-minute gift sales with 25 to 60% savings, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's card or pass. Diamond accent hoops or freshwater pearl studs, $99. Sweaters for him and her, 40 to 50% off. Sleepwear, 40% off. Massagers from Sharper Image, Homedics, and Conair, 50% off. Time's running out. Hurry into Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to get laptops instead of bath towels? Man, gifts for less than OfficeMax. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Stop here now.
Gifts for less at OfficeMax.
Don't delay. Prices get you $12.24.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, I'm looking at this list of gadgets that I came across. I'm going to try to find out how many of them are made in America versus made in China.
Good luck.
I think I have my work cut out for me.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Video of the day,
Christmas,
ladies and
Christmas
gentlemen.
Christmas time is here, and Christmas songs you love to hear. Thoughts of joy and hope and cheer, but mostly shopping, shopping, shopping. Christmas, Christmas time is here. The sleigh bells and the red-nosed deer. Songs and songs we love to hear, all played a thousand times each year. Heard this same song 20 times.
There you go.
And it's only half joy to us. Christmas, Christmas time is here, and Christmas songs you love to hear. Joy, joy and hope and cheer, but mostly shopping, shopping, shopping. Christmas season starting sooner every year. It's October, stores with plastic Christmas trees. Ransack the mall, shop until you lose your mind. Spike the eggnog, sit back and watch Rudolph Frosty. Tiny Tim will steer the crumbler, Charlie Brown is done.
Amazing. This is right out of the sing-off. These are great a cappella. We had them on last year, Straight No Chaser, with a Christmas. They have a Christmas video, and Christmas CD, and regular CDs as well that you can download. It's called the Christmas Can Can. Very original, sort of decrying our music and our whole thing at Christmas time. It starts in October, and back to what we were talking about with regard to the things that you buy, where they're made, what's the quality. Yeah, a little Hanukkah too.
You realize that Christmas ain't the only holiday. Oh boy. Hey, he's right who made these laws. Look, wait, here comes Santa Claus. Santa, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus. Santa, 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 Santa's got it. Santa, Santa, Santa. Hey, Santa, do the can-can.
This video, has had almost 2 million views.
Yeah, good.
And if you watch a lot of their videos, a lot of their videos have over a million views. It's just that's how talented they are.
Straight No Chaser and the Christmas Can Can. There you can see the whole thing and listen to the whole thing at DougStephan.com, our video of the day. Also at DougStephan.com today, story of a man in San Francisco who started to work for a new company who had an unusual initiation for its new employees. Listen to this. The new hires have been asked to do a new app as part of their initiation. And since this guy is a longtime fan of Daryl Hall and John Oates, he created the Colin Oates app, which lets you call a phone number.
Colin Oates.
Colin Oates.
Oh.
Let you call in a phone number and instantly get your fix of Daryl Hall and John Oates. all their music any time of the day or night. Colin Oates. It's the Colin Oates app. Very clever. It just goes to show you, we do have tons of American ingenuity at our fingertips, and we just kind of learn how to go.
Well, the ingenuity is not the problem. It's the slave labor that's the problem. You can't compete with slave labor with no health insurance.
You have, if you have a conscience, if you have a conscience and you're not just thinking about you, then you will figure out how to make that work, Richie.
It's me and you.
Yeah.
And it's the price point at the store. When we go to the store, we buy the one that costs $400 instead of the one that costs $600. Yeah. And the one that costs $600 comes with health insurance,
so then are we being
a pension, and fair wages.
When we look at the queen of cheap things that are listed every day at DougStefan.com,
right. It's all Roberta's fault.
Have a Chinese component connected to them.
It's my fault.
Roberta.
You're the one.
The old Navy things. Well, we'll talk about it when we get to the point. I think that we are everybody cheap people, but are we sort of cutting off our nose to spite our face here? Maybe the guy who, that FedEx delivery man that we were talking about yesterday who threw the computer monitor over the fence.
Maybe he
did
us
all a favor.
Yeah.
It's made in China.
Maybe he was just reading the, or maybe just heard on the radio the Chamber of Commerce story.
Yeah, right, exactly. So we'll chuck this damn the monitor right over the fence. All right. Well, it's all food for thought. We know that. Roberta up next, then Jennifer with the TV report. It's 20 and a half the hour on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
You're going to do something for me, Peter. If you're cold, you can't mention me.
Gary Oldman stars as super spy George Smiley in Tinker Tailor's Soldier Spy. It's a complex role, one that Oldman told me could only be played by a grown-up.
Can't play Smiley at 25, but you can bring 3 decades as an actor at 53. If I'm crying as a character, it's Gary crying. And so you use memories and sensations.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. A villainous Hank Azaria gives those famous little characters the blues in The Smurfs. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate matters in Friends with Benefits. And Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night and MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
It's the last-minute super sale at Toys R Us. Buy one, get one 50% off all Crayola. Plus buy one, get one 50% off all Monster High dolls and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchased. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Thursday. You are dreaming about a white Christmas? Forget about it. Not going to be much.
Not happening
snow
here.
Unless
you're
up here in Denver.
60 degrees.
Yeah, Denver's got snow. Yesterday.
Well, that was four people saying something, none of which I understand.
Let's just do the mass weather report where we all say something at the same time. No,
not a good idea.
Okay.
All right. So, what did you say, Roberta?
I said New York was 60 degrees yesterday.
Right, okay. Jennifer, what did you say?
Said not going to happen, but yes, I did hear it was going to snow in Denver. That's your spot.
All right. Rich, what did you say?
I said what she said.
Okay. And I say Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. If you are taking a... we were talking earlier, if you're just joining us, about where things come from. If you're doing last-minute buying, Roberta's going to have some Queen of Cheap deals that hopefully will be helpful. But I'm thinking about what we are doing to ourselves. And even if I'm guilty of what I'm complaining about, that is some of the things that we promote on the Queen of Cheap. Are they things that are made in China? And am I a hypocrite? I just went through that list, as I said a few minutes ago, of all the gadgets that I thought were cool. There are a couple of dozen of them. And I'm sure that if I really scrutinize it, it will prove out to be mostly Chinese stuff. So what do we do about this? What's the opportunity we have here? For the near term, it's to look around for things that you can do to help American businesses and help the people that you want to give gifts to. I think that's number one. But then you have choices that you make down the road. Do you care about anything except the amount of money that you're spending? I want this, and I want it as cheaply as possible. And so does that cloud everything else? And if it does, then at the end of the day, do you understand when you look in the mirror that you are the problem? And it's okay if you understand that. But you need to actively understand it when you complain about the Chinese this and the Chinese that. Well, the Chinese, it's like the drug wars here. I'm in El Paso, right across the gate from Fort Bliss. And right down the street, literally less than a mile from here, is the gateway over across the Rio Grande into Juarez. There would be no problem here at all if the American desire for illegal drugs wasn't what it is. Either they were legalized, we just didn't use drugs, either or both those things. But those responsibilities fall on our shoulders. All of the things that are going on in Mexico with the cartels, there would be no demand if we didn't want drugs here. And the same is true for all of this other stuff. The Chinese would have no market if we didn't buy their stuff, because we are far and away the biggest
user. And the Middle East would have no...
If we didn't buy Middle Eastern oil, right, they wouldn't be able to use it against us in the times of need. And here's another thing, kind of. This is the old beware of the military-industrial complex. Here's a perfect example of the kind of stuff that we as taxpayers don't see much of, because these stories, if they're in print anywhere, are on page 40, and you never see them. You remember General Stanley McChrystal, who was in charge of the war effort for about a couple of years until he was taken out and Petraeus was put in. You remember him from 2, 3, 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's been hired this week by Siemens. Siemens is one of the largest engineering companies in the world. And the reason they hired him is because he has entree to U.S. government, mostly the contracts,
sure,
the big federal contracts.
Absolutely.
For war-making material. And so they hired him to influence. He's a lobbyist now for Siemens, so he can get a piece of the pie that now belongs to General Electric or, you know, whoever else it is that has, you name it, making these things all the way from... It's just so corrupt.
Crony capitalism.
So corrupt. And this guy is there to do the bidding for a foreign company that wants in on all of the $600 billion defense budget. They want their piece of the action. They want their piece of the action. So, anyway, I think we are confronted with extraordinary opportunities this next year to think about where we are and why we're where we are personally and collectively. So maybe you start today thinking about some of these things that happen on what we think are distant shores. They really aren't that far. I will tell you, after sitting in an airplane for 12 hours, it seemed like that to go to Israel, and it was halfway around the world from where
it's
I am now.
It's a lot smaller.
It's so small. China, you get there from the West Coast, you'd be there in 9 hours, and it's, the business is booming. The planes are all full going over there, and they're all full coming back, and it's because it's easy access. And we are easy pickings because we have gotten ourselves into the mindset where we love values like the Queen of Cheap presents for us every day, and she's going to do it right now. So we're going to scrutinize this, though, Roberta.
She's the Queen of Cheap.
Okay.
You're looking.
Make my life difficult. Yeah. Go ahead.
Roberta Fessinelli.
Well, let's start with something we were talking about a little earlier, these restaurant.com gift certificates. There, you can get these now through the 24th. What you're getting is a $25 gift certificate for as low as $1. Now, I don't know about you. I've already gone online, and I've pulled all of my favorite restaurants, and I've bought multiples because these will just see me through the year. And I've also bought them as stocking stuffers, as little Christmas gifts.
How do you do that, though? I tried to do that, and you have to pick the restaurant. Like, for example... I thought,
yes, you pick the restaurant.
I would go buy a couple for, you know, friends let's say I wanted to buy one for Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what restaurant in her neighborhood that she likes or doesn't like.
Right, because some can be scary.
Yeah, so how would you have to know that they like a certain restaurant and know that it's on there. So for me, it's great. I go buy them for myself, bang, bang, bang. It's a huge deal. But I just wasn't sure how you were using it to buy for friends.
Well, you know, like I bought some for my daughter for the diner that's on 3rd Avenue. Today,
okay, so you knew the specific restaurant that she likes to go to.
Yeah, I know the specific restaurant. And also, you know, I also buy the ones in the neighborhood. Like some of them are, in order to use the $25 gift certificate, you have to spend $35. But other restaurants where you have to spend $50 to use the $25. So I kind of pick the ones, since I know she's on a budget, that you only have to spend $35.
It's an amazing deal.
It's only $10 out of pocket to, you know, for her and her friend to have dinner.
This is one of the deals that Roberta offers up that you are crazy not to use. It's basically they are giving you money.
And usually they cost $2 or $3.
Line up for that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you buy them full price, they're $10. But if you get the discount codes, they're usually $2 or $3. But right now, they're only $1, which is
I was in somebody's store the other day, and there was a big line. There were two lines, one for regular customers and one for Groupon customers.
Really?
Wow.
That's funny. That's really weird.
That was really pretty amazing. Yeah.
Well,
go
speaking
ahead,
of Groupon, there's a great Groupon right now for Old Navy. In fact, I used two of these last week from a previous one, and now I just pulled another two. For $10, you get a $20 voucher to Old Navy. So basically, whatever you buy is half price. So you buy you spend $10 at Groupon, and you get a $20 voucher. Now, on top of that, right now, Old Navy is having their $5 steals deal. There's graphic tees, there's thermals, there's fleeces, all sorts of tops for $5 a piece. So it's just a ridiculous thing. You start combining all of these, and sometimes if you go online and you just put in Old Navy discount, sometimes when I used it last week, there was a 30% off everything at Old Navy on top of it. So I took a 30% off of everything. I bought the sale items, and then I used my Groupon. I mean, they were paying me to walk out of the store with
but
stuff.
You have to help people there. You can't use all of these coupons with one purchase, so tell them how you broke up the purchase.
Oh, right. Yeah, you just break them up. You go in with a friend, or you know what? The cashier was really super cool. She allowed me to break up my purchase into three different purchases.
Yeah.
So, I mean, of course she knew what I was doing. And I think Old Navy has told the cashiers, look, work with people because they want the customers.
Cheater, Roberta. Yeah.
You know, they want the customers. The way they're pricing things, they want to get rid of stuff in the store. So they'll
move
work with you. So just
move it up.
Just break it up into a different sales. Just take the stuff. Like for one thing, I had a $20 voucher. I bought a pair of jeans for $26. So the jeans cost me $26, and then I had the 30% off on top of that. So, you know, it works out. Mm. Okay.
So it was $46. Wait a minute. Hold on. They were $46 jeans.
The 26.
You get $20 off? So you paid $26. You didn't take the $20 off. Why would you have paid
$6? No, I paid $26. We took the $20 off. So now they were only $20. But then I had a 30% off
coupon
on top of that.
You're making no sense.
it's not. Your math isn't working.
It doesn't compute at all. You're making no sense whatsoever.
No, okay. So it was $26.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And I used the $20 coupon. So they were only
$6.
They were only
$6 out of pocket.
Right.
Right. That's what the point was. But you said they were $26, and that's what you spent. You didn't. You only spent
$6. No.
Yeah. That's what you said.
Right. Okay. She spent $6.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, next.
Drinking. What's she drinking?
Blockbuster Express.
Math.
$2 for five $1 vouchers. Now, you know, Blockbuster Express has $1 movies, DVDs that you get out of the machine. Well, you can pay $2 for five $1 vouchers. And these also make great stocking stuffers. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, 6pm.com. If you've never gone to that site, that is an incredible site for discounts. Right now, they've got up to 70% off North Face items. Now, North Face stuff never goes on sale.
What? I just bought one yesterday.
Yes. They've got 70% off North Face and free shipping.
What's the name of this place?
And you know what? 6pm.com. Incredible deals.
Right.
They do go fast.
Here's the great thing is,
what? Can I finish?
What we need to do is send people there because we could be doing this all day long. This is something that is, there's so much material here. People are now, my ears are glazing over listening to all this stuff. And the hook is, do it like NPR does. They only play part of the interview and then they tell you to listen to the whole interview by going to the NPR website.
Yep.
Okay. So that's what you need to do here. There are so many, and this time of year, there's got to be, more than you could possibly imagine of these deals. And Roberta's done the research. We have the information for you. You need to go to DougStefan.com and just look at the pages and podcasts.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff here.
There's so much stuff that's there. All right, Roberta, I don't mean to take wind out of your sails, but I just want
to Jennifer
some time for television.
We have lots of TV news today.
I know we do. Yeah. X Factor included in it. Are there changes afoot? Simon Cowell has his 2 cents worth on that as we move along here in Good Day. It's 15 before the hour.
Good things come to those who wait, like Macy's last-minute gift sale with 25 to 60% savings, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's card or pass. Diamond accent hoops or freshwater pearl studs, $99. Sweaters for him and her, 40 to 50% off. Sleepwear, 40% off. Massagers from Sharper Image, Homedics, and Conair, 50% off. Time's running out. Hurry into Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf, but I've wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games.
so I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and helpyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho. But I'm going tech, sir. Going tech.
Get a Nook tablet for $249 or Kindle Touch with special offers for $99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Offer in store only. Prices go through 12/24.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Okay, the X Factor last night, Alanis Morissette was there, Avril Lavigne,
Avril Lavigne.
Right. R. Kelly were there with their performances. So I think that's one of the problems with the X Factor. They have too many stars that overshadow the kids who are trying to become the person that wins X Factor.
They need the big stars, though. Actually, tonight is the big finale of the X Factor, and Simon Cowell has said that it wasn't a total disappointment. Obviously, the ratings were not what he promised
American Idol.
But still, it was a big, big hit for Fox, so it will be back. They're going to reach a little bit.
Viewers or 12 million average viewers, I guess.
For Fox, it's a really good, it's a good show.
American Idol has over 20 million.
I know, but American Idol's only on for one part of the year, from January through May.
So
this is their fall hit. So this is, it's okay. Can't have American Idol twice. It's all right.
Well, he doesn't think
big.
So,
the affiliates were happy, but he's going to retool it, see if he can make it better, see if it can live up to expectations. So if you want to see it, tonight's the big finale, X Factor, 8 o'clock on the Fox Network. Also, if you want a little holiday cheer, ABC has a full night of Christmas stuff. Disney's Prep and Landing, and then also number 2, Prep and Landing, Naughty versus Nice, very cute shows. And then I Want a Dog for Christmas, Charlie Brown. That's after those at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are in New York City today, I would so do this if I was there. Fans of Community are going to organize at Rockefeller Center today at 1 o'clock New York time. They're doing a flash mob to try to save Community.
Oh, gosh.
They're calling it. It's all over Twitter. They're doing the hashtag OccupyNBC, hashtag SaveCommunity.
That's funny.
I think it's going to be so funny. The people are asked to bring tiny Christmas trees and fake goatees. I have no idea why, what they're going to be doing, but I'm sure we'll see videos of it tomorrow. Also, HBO, if you're a fan of some of the HBO shows, they've made a few axings over the last few days. Hung is gone on HBO, How to Make It in America.
I am so upset about Hung. Hung is gone,
How to Make It in America, Bored to Death, those are all gone. But Enlightened, starring Laura Dern, that's back for a second season, so that's good news.
Hung was a good show.
And if you are a football fan, the Super Bowl, for the first time ever, the 46 years it's been on TV, it's going to actually stream live on the internet. So you can watch it online.
Yes, you can. You can do that. NBC.com, I believe, is the place you can watch it online.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
At 51 after on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Time on Good Day, Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Weekend Money Pit Show, helping you to make your home a better place, whether it be for the holidays, the new year, for Christmas. There are lots of things you can do, and maybe you give your husband or your wife a little help around the house, and you hire somebody to do something. That's a good Christmas present. Why wouldn't you think about that, right?
A handyman in your stocking?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. We don't want them too handy, though. It's 54 past the hour. Tom Kreitler is going to be here. We're going to talk about inspection services from your community in a moment. So stand by for that. And also what men do when they go to the store versus what women do when they go to the store. We have that. And Tom is priceless with his viewpoint on that. What do men do when they go to the store? What do women do? That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Celebrate savings at the PetSmart Countdown to Christmas Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save 50% on all pet holiday brand items, including sweaters, treats, and more. Plus, save 50% on select pet beds. And save $5 on select bags of Iams, Benefil, and Purina One dog and cat food. Don't miss these great holiday deals and more through Christmas Eve only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid December 16th through the 24th.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Please hold for the 911 center.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Gonna need police and medical. Kel and Nellis. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
You want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate, tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
Excuse me. It's not 12/31/11. It's 12/22/11, is it not? Yes, it is. And Tom Kreitler is here from the Money Pit Radio program. The gadgets that people buy in some of these home stores, whether it's Lowe's, Depot, you go to the local hardware store. I have been going through a number of them, and at first I was giving people ideas on what to get to, you know, to satisfy the need for men and or women to have tools and gadgets and toys and things that are, you know, not even from the work department, like the Lego boombox, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see how many of them are made in China, and I just want to puke. Tom, we were talking about this, and Tom said the difference between men and women going to the store is...
Women shop, men buy. You know, men find nothing pleasurable about the process of
because they're so misguided.
Yeah, right.
Women just go there for a social experience. They love going to the stores. They love looking at everything that's available. That's what they all want to say, shopping. We go in, we have a destination. We are going in to buy something, we buy it, and we get out.
Right. And that's what they'd rather have. They want you in, buy your stuff, and get out. It's like going to
I had a retail clerk that I was talking to the other day. She loves when men come to the store because she knows they're going to buy something. They're not there to hang out.
Right. Okay. Here's a scenario that I want. I wonder how many people listening. How many of you have had this happen? On the farm, we have our store, the dairy store, selling all kinds of dairy products. And we now have certification to sell cheeses, raw cheeses that we're going to make on the farm, and pasteurized cheeses. So the State Department of Public Health over the last almost year has been supervising everything, nuts and bolts, everything.
Right.
So they come in the other day to give the authorization along with the town building. The Board of Health person comes in to actually give the license. So they come and they go. The next day, the plumbing inspector shows up and says, you put that new sink in there. Why didn't you get a permit? This is after the town has already given us a license to do this. So, I mean, if I'd have been there, I'd have laughed them out. But this is so typical of what's going on because government doesn't know what it's doing. And so I'm not going to pay any attention to this guy, frankly. But there are these stories all the time, aren't there? These inspectors that seem to
One of the questions I get on the radio show, Doug, is so-and-so calls and says they want to do this project. Do they need to get a permit for it? And people really, really don't want to get a permit for things.
No.
And the reason is because they don't want to put their hands in the percentage of inspectors out there that are literally buffoons in their jobs.
Right. This is stupid. And these people are... It's just so foolish, and I just wanted to make quick light of that.
There are inspectors out there, and there are not, and the ones that are not ruin it for the rest of them.
Exactly. Right. I mean, that story makes no sense whatsoever. Tom, however, does. Check out...
Introduce